Empire Notes are weekly commentaries filed by Rahul Mahajan, author of Full Spectrum Dominance and The New Crusade. Today's commentary is about blaming Iraqis.
In a country apparently torn apart by recriminations over the Iraq War, it's heartening that there's at least one thing we can all apparently agree upon. Blame the WOGs. Unless you count well-fed suburbanites hoarding rice from Sam's Club and Costco while the world is starving, there's scarcely a phenomenon more contemptible than the ridiculous ease with which Americans of all stripes blame the Iraqis for the troubles that we brought upon them. These sentiments are expressed by the truly despicable, like Clintonista Rahm Emanuel, who had the gall, while calling for the Iraqi government to shoulder more of the financial burden of the counterinsurgency, to say, quote, "We've put about $45 billion into Iraq's reconstructions, and they have not spent their own resources. They have got to have some skin in the game." Leave to one side the fact that the United States only started serious spending on reconstruction when it became a matter of counterinsurgency rather than simple humanitarianism, the fact that morally the United States owes Iraq far more, and the fact that one reason the Iraqi government doesn't spend more of its own budget is that the war and occupation destroyed Iraq's state capacity and has not regenerated since, thus making it physically impossible to spend the bulk of its current windfall oil revenues in a socially useful way. What kind of moral cretinism is required to suggest that the Iraqis, who've lost maybe 300,000, maybe 1.2 million, had 2 million flee the country, and many more internally displaced, seen their social fabric wrecked and their food rations cut, to the point that there's scarcely a single family in the country that has not seen tragedy, need to have, quote, some skin in the game? It's a cretinism shared almost equally by some of the best and the worst in our society. In Barack Obama's Sunday interview with the odious Chris Wallace, when Wallace idiotically hectored him to say that as president he would give up his political decision-making power to the generals on the ground in Iraq, Obama correctly refused to make any such absurd commitment, but he did it thus, quote, "What I will not do is continue to let the Iraqi government off the hook and allow them to put our foreign policy on ice while they dither about making decisions about how they're going to cooperate with each other." Patrick Murphy, the only Iraq veteran in Congress, said on the Colbert Report, "Stephen, the troops are heroes. They're doing a great job, but it's the Iraqis that aren't working." And John Stewart, who to his credit is one of the few public figures to have resisted this trend, most notably with a segment a couple of years ago called Dea Culpa, recently picked on a different set of WOGs. When Aram Rostin was on the show talking about his new biography of Ahmad Chalabi, Stewart tried to suggest that Iran wanted the war, so it fed Dick Cheney incorrect information through Chalabi, thus trapping poor America into a war it didn't want. Oddly, it's right-wing ideologues, not the racist Limbaugh types, but some of the true believer supporters of the surge, who are the best on this. Just as it's right-wingers who say that Arabs are ready for democracy, and liberals who say they aren't. Of course, the right-wing masses are the ones who blame Iraq for 9/11 and whose motto is exterminate the brutes, so the difference is just on the surface. It is true that Iraqis bear some of the blame for the violence and chaos their country descended into, even though the overwhelming majority didn't ask for this war. But it's truly disgusting to see comfortable people who haven't the faintest idea of how to try to reconstruct a society that's been wrecked, to contend with the invasion of foreign extremists, to deal with the military occupation, and to do it all in a country already severely weakened and strained by 3 decades of totalitarian dictatorship and 2 of war and sanctions, tut-tut over the Iraqis' inability to turn things around. 5 years into a war that is by some indices the least popular in American history, a recent Gallup poll showing 63% who thought the war was a mistake topped the all-time high for the Vietnam War of 61%, the country is still resolutely endeavoring to learn nothing from this war. What better way than to blame the victims for the destruction visited on them? For Empire Notes, this is Rahul Mahajan.
Empire Notes is online at www.empirenotes.org.